Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Coach E, Coach Eunice with Life Happens. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. If this is your first time listening in, if you will do me a favor and click on that bell so that you can get the notifications when new podcasts are posted. I appreciate everyone that has been with me along this journey. We have been over a year now. Oh my gosh. January 2019 is when this podcast started. And here we are, yet still pushing, travailing, and healing through life. If you guys have not followed and linked up with me on social media, I'm on all social media forums. Facebook, Eunice Jones, author Eunice Jones for coaching. I am accepting clients. And on Instagram, author underscore Eunice, Twitter, Jones underscore Eunice, author Eunice, on YouTube, author, coach, speaker, Eunice Jones, Snapchat, Uni Jones. I am everywhere. You guys check out my website, propelpurpose.org. My book, Love Letters, My Personal Journey Towards Healing, is available on Amazon in the book and on the website. And I have Coach E inspired t-shirts, the My Bad Jesus t-shirt and mug, and Focus on Being Effective, Then Repeat t-shirt and mug, and many more inspired ones. You just got to look on there. Let's tap on in. If you guys have not tuned into me on Mondays and Fridays, on Mondays on Facebook, we do live at 7:30 a.m. Myself and my boy Preach Donnell Cole, we are doing Motivational Mondays at 7:30, and we are also doing Finish Strong Friday at 7:30. So tune in, tap in, and turn up. So let's jump right in. I've missed you guys so much. I thank you for the feedback. I love you guys that have been consistent. I see all the views are still elevating and we are still traveling into great heights. So I just honor you. I thank you for your faithfulness, and I appreciate and welcome all the feedback. I hold space for each and every one of you guys. So let's talk about today. The topic I want to talk about today is disconnect without discord. A lot of times, a lot of people do not believe that they can disconnect from people without sowing discord. You don't necessarily have to have a negative reason to disconnect. Oftentimes we evolve and we elevate, and our direction of purpose and destiny does not intertwine with someone's path. Maybe it did for a season. And sometimes those seasons do come to an end. And when they come to an end, it is very difficult and challenging, I think, for both parties. I know for both parties. But it's also most difficult when you disconnect and not sow discord. The reason I want to magnify that is because so many times people disconnect, or the trajectory of the relationship or the partnership or whatever the ship is changes and it shifts. And the paradigms are not on the same frequency, and it causes discord, it causes frustration, and anything that's out of your forward movement, obviously, it's going to be an interruption in your flow. And that's okay. That's kind of what I want to talk about today. It's okay. It's okay to disconnect without sowing discord and having discord. You can expand and you can grow in some areas, and you no longer are part of the journey with someone else or people or affiliation or mindsets or just whatever. That direction may not be conducive to your forward movement. And I'm telling you, it's okay to disconnect. Society has conditioned us that if you disconnect from someone, it obviously means that there was some discord or some malice, or it was a bad reason, or something wasn't like. But sometimes you disconnect and it could be a healthy thing. I want you to honor yourselves in those times. Now, what I learned from myself is, and a lot of people are afraid to admit this, and a lot of people won't admit this, but I can wholeheartedly admit that oftentimes the disconnect comes because whatever those relationships were formed, whatever the foundation was in which it originated, oftentimes is trauma bonding. Now, we can talk about trauma bonding in another segment, but just for the purpose of this podcast, I'm just going to stick to the disconnect. Sometimes we are going through life and life is happening, and we encounter and we get with someone that is going through the same thing at the same time, or maybe they've gone through and come out of some of the things that you may currently and presently be going through, and that's okay. And sometimes because of that trauma, because of that pain, you can associate with that person, and sometimes you can relate to that person, and it causes a bond. And that, again, is the trauma bond. And when you begin to heal, or when you've healed or in the process of healing, you realize that at the end of that friendship or that connection or whatever, that there really was no real bond. And that's okay. Sometimes there is trauma bonding for a season to help you evolve, and it's just what you need to grow or evolve. And I mean, after that happens and after that season passes and you evolve and you healed, then you don't necessarily have a purpose for that bond or that relationship or that connection. And I want to normalize disconnect without discord. We need to magnify that it's okay to disconnect with people without it being any drama, without any petty, you know, comments. And social media has gotten really bad about it. Like, you disconnect from somebody and that's fine. And then all of a sudden it's shade thrown and petty posting. And, oh, this is why they disconnected it. This is why I'm leaving toxic people. Sometimes it has nothing to do with toxicity. It has nothing to do with discord. It just means that you're moving in a different direction. And I want to magnify that, because that's happened too often in my own personal journey. And too often I've been accused of being toxic, or accused of being petty, or accused of things without a conversation even being had. And so I do think that it is okay to disconnect, and it is possible to disconnect from people and evolve into a different area and in a different arena where that person and you are no longer serving each other in the greatest capacity of progression. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that something happened. It doesn't mean there's a misunderstanding. I do not like the fact that, however, if you have not had the conversation, it is not healthy. And it is not mature to make your own assumption as to why the disconnect happened if you're not going to be responsible enough to have a conversation with that person. And again, conversations aren't always warranted. What I want you to do during this time, when you have decided and you feel that it is in your best interest to disconnect with someone or a group of people or any affiliation or association with people, I want you to hold space for you. Honor yourself in those moments. Make sure you hold space for you and you stay true to yourself in that nature. And if they're confrontational, or if they appear to be petty, or they don't necessarily agree with it, then you don't have to be confrontational. You can withdraw from that. You don't have to give it any energy. You don't have to give it any light, because honestly, they're the ones with the problem. That it's their problem, not your problem, until they actually maturely come to you and say, hey, is there anything different? I noticed a disconnect. I noticed some distance. If they're not going to be mature enough to have a decent conversation with you and they're bothered by the disconnect, again, what they think and how they feel is their problem. It is not your problem until they are willing and mature enough to come and be accountable and hold that conversation with you. You really don't have to give explanations and why you decided to disconnect with someone. Whatever serves your greater good, whatever serves your forward movement and your progression, that is what you honor. So many people feel entitled, and they feel like, you owe me an explanation for disconnecting and deciding that I'm no longer a part of your journey. Kill that. You do not owe any explanations. If you feel that the explanation is going to grow you to a capacity, it's going to help you get clarity, it's going to bring understanding and kill the discord and the malice, then yes, that's okay to have the conversation. But you don't owe anybody to have a conversation on why you've chosen to disconnect and go a different route. A lot of times it doesn't mean that you're going a different route and that your mindset has changed. It just means that your frequency, you're not traveling along in the same pace, space, and frequency with that person to be able to relate. And that is okay. That's okay. You don't need to give explanations. Even if they feel that you need an explanation or need to give them and they're worthy of an explanation, you still own your own truth and walk in that. You know, I really do believe that this is something that we don't talk about. I believe that everybody posts about it and they immediately take the defense of that person was toxic, that person is offended, that person is this, that, and the other. And that, you know, oftentimes, most of the times, that ain't even the case. Sometimes, again, I'll say it again, sometimes the frequency has shifted And even though you're going in the same direction, you or that person may no longer be traveling in the same pace and capacity and at the same rate or speed. And the developmental part of you and you evolving and elevating oftentimes requires separation and disconnect. And when elevation, I know people say this cliche, elevation requires separation. It does. That's not to be taken in a negative content. Sometimes separation is a good thing. Sometimes God will isolate you and put you in a private place where he is hiding and covering you because he's tending your field and he's perfecting things in you and he's giving you the opportunity to perfect things in yourself and evolve and grow for yourself so that there is no dependency on the other person. I know from my own experience, a lot of times I didn't honor myself. I didn't establish boundaries at the beginning of a connection and at the beginning of a relationship. And I just let them do whatever. There were no boundaries. There was no structure. There was no rules. I poured out and I poured out and I poured out and I made myself available and I was always there and I always overextended myself. So much so that to the point when I began to honor myself and grow in this capacity and realize that there were boundaries that were needed just because that's part of being healthy is establishing boundaries, then it frustrated their forward movement with me individually. And that meant that they did not have as much access to me that I granted them before. And that will frustrate them and that will cause a disconnect and that will cause the malice and the discord. But it does not have to be, because people that are really for you will honor that disconnect and realize that it has nothing to do with them, absolutely nothing to do with them, and everything to do with you and your progression and your forward movement. I hope that this message blesses you. I hope that you take it to heart. I hope that if you have disconnected with people and you have sown discord, that you'll go back and refigure that out and hold some space and take some time and do some shadow work to find out, why did I sow discord? Because this person decided to disconnect and establish their own boundaries for their own reasons. Sometimes we can be going in the same direction and have some of the same common purposes and visions, but the frequency may be turned up or tuned down for that person and you. And everybody runs their race individually. And I think we forget that sometimes. Sometimes we are traveling on a path or we're going in the same space. And then sometimes the momentum shifts and it changes. And maybe they're going faster than you or slower than you. Or maybe their direction has changed as far as the movement, the forward movement. Doesn't mean there's not forward movement. It just means that their frequency is not tuned into yours anymore. And that is okay. We need to magnify that it's okay to disconnect. We need to magnify that establishing boundaries, even when you haven't before and you faulted in that, it's okay to go back and reestablish those boundaries. And people that really intentionally, really wish the best for you, they're going to honor it. They may not feel it at the moment, but if they take some time to sit with themselves and realize and evaluate this person is doing what's great, what's best for them, they will honor and respect it. And then there are some that don't care and they won't honor and respect it. And they will sow discord because of disconnect. And guess what? That is their problem, not your problem. So thank you guys so much for listening. Please reach out to me. Let's connect. If you have any questions, you can email me. It's on my website. Check out my blog. Send your emails on my website to my blog. I have shifted.